What's going on? Welcome to this week's Saturday podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Of course, it is brought to you by our good friends at Jason'sRoofs.com. 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 Listen, this is what they do. Commercial roofing for all different types of low slope roofs. They are looking for contractors interested in adding this to their existing product lines or businesses. Jason'sRoofs.com. We'll tell you a little bit more about our presenting sponsor here later on in the program. And what's going on, Jared Stansberry? Welcome to the Memorial Day Saturday podcast.
What's up, dude? We're excited for the Saturday podcast today. Dirk's most excited out of all of us.
Yeah, we're recording here in the home office in Bondurant. And Dirk's the 4-year-old golden retriever. He's kind of the Cyclone Fanatic mascot along with Lolo. He's just passed out. He does not give a crap what we are talking about today.
He just tried to get me to take his toy, and then when I wouldn't take it, he went and just laid out on his side. He's done.
He's getting a little older now. He's a little more mature than he once was. He's less interested in humping everybody and more interested in getting a good nap, and I appreciate that about my boy.
And then just eating everything.
Okay, today's Saturday. First of all, happy Memorial Day. Thank you to all our veterans, all the men and women who are currently serving as well. Memorial Day, I want to throw this out here before we get to our topic, which is our favorite uniforms in sports today. We're lighting things up. And also what we want to see happen with Iowa State's uniforms as a complete overhaul is going to happen, we've been told. The Memorial Day, I think of drinking a lot of beer and eating a lot of crap. This is how...
Sounds like every week for me.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you where I was at, but when I got back from that NASCAR race a couple weeks ago compared to now, so this is in 2 weeks, I've lost 15 pounds. That's how fat I had gotten.
Can we attribute this weight loss to friend of the program, Jeff Woody?
Yeah, oh yeah. Woody's been I'm going through the Jeff Woody boot camp there at North Ankeny CrossFit. But then I haven't really had much beer. The only beer I've had is a couple of Busch Lights, and I've just been drinking bourbon instead, which...
Busch Lights don't count for anything anyway, do they? It's just...
No, it's just God's...
It's like water.
It's nectar coming down from Jesus up
into
heaven.
Right into your veins.
It's going to be hard for me because it's like I'm trying to drop some weight, but it's just like...
But now you got this.
But I know, like, my neighbors are all going to just be standing out behind their trucks just drinking all weekend.
And you'll be right out there with them.
Anyways, you have to get really fat to be able to drop 15 pounds in 2 weeks. It has absolutely nothing to do with, oh, Chris is working really hard. No, it's like that's how much excess weight I had put on.
Well, you hadn't worked out very much lately,
no,
had you?
No, I had.
You've been busy.
Yeah, there's stuff going on, yeah. But anyways, don't eat too many hot dogs. That's the moral of the story. This Memorial Day weekend, take it easy. You don't need the second round of potato salad. Leave the bag of Doritos alone.
Just get your – maybe eat some a healthy alternative.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. I don't know of any healthy alternatives.
Yeah, you just eat chicken strips and drink Busch Light.
Yep.
That's okay. Today's topic, we're lightening things up this week on the Jason'sRoofs.com. 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 The Saturday podcast here at Cyclone Fanatic. What's our topic today, Jared? This was your baby.
All right. So we were going to start with five things we'd like to see from Iowa State's uniforms, football uniforms, moving forward. And then your contribution was five favorite uniforms ever. I assumed you meant in college football. Or did you mean in general?
I actually just meant general sports uniforms.
Okay.
But
well, I only picked college football.
That's okay.
But I'd say that college football generally has the best ones anyway.
I would agree with that. Let's start with the Iowa State component to this. What do you think is going to happen? Because you were at the tailgate tour stop with Matt Campbell when he was talking about this. Like, what's your gut feeling on where this goes in 2018?
I'm not sure where it's going to go in 2018. I think that it'll be a lot like last year. Or 2018, okay. I think that will be the complete overhaul, essentially.
Correct.
And then I think that as much as anything, they want to diversify it, you know? Like, they want to have more options than just the cardinal and the gold or the white. Like, I think that they want to be able to have the gray and then have, you know, a, what was it they said last year where they wanted to wear a different combination every single week?
Correct.
I think that that's what they want to be able to do. But then you're not hamstrung where you've got three jerseys to choose from, three different kinds of pants, and then you know, two helmets or something like that. They want to get it to where they can literally wear something different every week.
I had a birdie reach out to me after all those pieces were written, and he said, he goes, I just want to make it clear that we're not, like, there won't be a lot of changes in 2017, but there will be one significant change that people will really pick up on, and he didn't tell me.
I wonder what that'll be.
I don't know.
I want to know. See, and that's what I was figuring that this year would probably be, is that it'll be a lot like last year where they added the gray uniforms, they add the white helmet. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if, see, maybe they add another helmet or something like that, or add, like, another shade of jersey.
Here's what I want, the mirrored helmet.
Yeah, we talked about that last time. That was kind of one of the ones.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
I'm kind of obsessed with the mirrored helmet.
That's kind of one of the ones that I have on my list.
So you have a list of things that you want to see them do with the uniforms?
Yeah, I have a different – yeah, just okay. a couple different
ones. All right, you throw them out there, and I'm going to react.
All right, my first one was I want a gold helmet. Do you remember, have you seen the gold helmets like from the 80s?
Like a Notre Dame gold or Iowa State gold?
Like Iowa State gold, and then with a Cardinal Cyclone. Or even if it's like the old ones that had Cyclones written on, written out, I think that either way that would be pretty cool.
Here's what I think. This is from what I've heard. I think they're going to be much more of the Tornadoes.
Yeah. I like that.
In the future, and much less of Psy.
I like the old school Tornado style.
Yeah.
Like the pre-Psy. There's like the old walking Psy, and then there's that era of Tornado.
See, I like the old walking Psy.
I like the old walking Psy too.
When they were redoing the logo back in 2007 or whatever it was, I was really pushing for the walking Psy to be like
an updated version?
Yeah, to be like the logo.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to go away from this Iowa State thing. However,
I feel like Iowa State's good to have for, like, a whole college overarching thing.
Yeah, no, and I get it. I understand. Pollard was trying to brand Iowa State at that point. He wanted to – you know how people say K-State? Mm-hmm. He wanted that to – and I don't think that's really happened. But I do think that that's a logo where it's very identifiable.
Right.
It's fine. I'm not in love with it, but I don't hate it either. The walking side would have been – a little bit more niche-y, if that makes sense. Just to reiterate, from what I've been told from my little birdie who was texting me about uniforms when all this stuff happened like 2 weeks ago, Campbell wants to do more with the Tornado, less with the bird. Campbell and his boys are like, why in the hell is there a bird? We don't understand this.
Right.
And I had to explain to him that it was the Iowa State College Cardinals, like back in 1900 or whatever.
Right.
And that's why the bird is stuck around over the years. Whatever. I think there's going to be a lot of Tornadoes.
That's understandable.
Coming forward.
See, and then
if that's a new look Tornado, or I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody really knows
that. Well, I think
that
they can update it, obviously, and make it more, you know, new looking.
Which I still think like a walking Psy helmet would be cool.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How sweet would that be?
Yeah, that would definitely be – that'd be pretty good. All right, so then another one is like your Cardinal one you've got back here,
okay.
The old school one.
Yeah, one I have right now to explain to our audience, it's like the Brett Meyer, Todd Blythe era.
Yeah, and I was saying that if you could update that logo and then have it be Cardinal.
Oh, by the way, quick tease, deep tease for the Off the Record podcast. We're going to have a round table. Will be me, Meyer, Blythe, and Flynn.
Oh, that'll be good.
All reminiscing on the old days.
There you go.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I got confirmation from Blythe earlier in the week.
You're going to leave out Carper?
Okay, I mean, come on. Carper's not on the list with those guys. Let's be honest. He probably would have been had he not gotten his knee blown out.
Yeah, that's true.
But no, those three have a very interesting dynamic because Brett and Austin competed with each other for so long, and then Austin being the selfless guy that he was moving to receive. I think it's a very engaging conversation we'll have.
Yeah, that would definitely be really good.
So look forward to that here in the next couple of weeks or so.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, back to the uniforms.
Yeah, back to the
uniforms. I was going to say something like that with the like an updated version of the Psy with the clone type logo.
Yeah, no, I actually didn't I didn't mind that helmet that we're talking about. Those uniforms, I
thought. They wore that kind of style for a long time.
I want to make sure that we don't have any blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
The blue is
I'm
really.
Saying you got to update that logo and.
Well, I'm fine with that. Yeah. The blue was a bad look there when Iowa State did that, and I think most of the fans listening would agree with that. Hold that thought real quick. As we're here on the Saturday podcast, it's Memorial Day version at CycloneFanatic.com. A big shout-out to Jason'sRoofs.com. We appreciate their partnership in sponsoring the Cyclone Fanatic podcast. They provide hands-on training in advertising, sales, and applications when it comes to commercial roofing for all different kinds of low-slope roofs. If you're out there, these guys are all over the Midwest, and we'd like to – this is a B2B, business-to-business. We're trying to connect to you guys. Jason'sRoofs.com. Give them a look today. Quality roofs since 2008. I'd also like to give a plug for our Cyclone Fanatic Patreon page. We haven't been pushing this as much lately, but we should. It's still very important to the future of Cyclone Fanatic that we continue to build this up. Right now, we currently have 226 patrons, and that's just over $1,200 per month. That's really awesome. We appreciate it. Our goal with this is to cover our server and technological costs per month, and that nears, just over $3,000 per month. So we really thank all of you for being patrons so far, but we need to get that number up. There's support Cyclone Fanatic buttons all over the website. Even if it's just $1 a month, there's like 20,000 people that get onto Cyclone Fanatic every day. If everybody could do that, man, we could be covering every road game. We could be bringing you guys more coverage of the Cyclones. And at the end of the day, other than putting some food on our table, Jared, that's the goal. We want to be number one with your coverage, number one in your hearts as well. It'll allow us to do more of these podcasts, all sorts of stuff. So check out our Patreon page as well. And also, if you don't want to do the Patreon, buying a t-shirt for real, that's supporting Cyclone Fanatic. And we have our hashtag Those Guys in Ames t-shirts that are for sale. I'll keep sending out tweets. The link is up on Cyclone Fanatic as well. That is just as good as donating to the Patreon page, because those proceeds are going to Cyclone Fanatic as well. So, all right, back to the uniform conversation, Jared.
All right. What about an all-black?
Yeah, well, okay, now you're speaking my language, dog.
So a black
– Now you're speaking my language.
I'm thinking a black helmet with a gold Cyclone and then maybe like a red face mask. Like a cardinal face mask, and then black with the cardinal and gold numerals, and then black pants, black shoes.
I gotta show you, black Florida State uniform. So when we get to my top five favorite uniforms of all time, I put this one on there. In 2015, Florida State did these uniforms through Nike.
Oh yeah.
For their
I remember those.
It was their senior day when they played Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, you see that?
Yeah.
How sick is that?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
And I'm thinking something like that for Iowa State.
Right.
Yeah, for those listening, just Google 2015 Florida State Senior Day uniforms, the black ones. That's like my dream for Iowa State to have uniforms like that.
See, and if you get that too, then you've got – that gives you three more options to do other
stuff. Yeah, you wear the black jersey
with
the gray pants. Yeah, absolutely.
So that's kind of where I'm coming from with that. You've got a whole bunch of different ways.
What about camo? Can we get camo?
No.
Why?
No, I don't think that would be very good.
I think it would be phenomenal.
But why would we want to not be able to see the guys on the field?
No, it's not like green army camo. It's the camo with – cardinal,
I know what you
gold,
mean.
Gray,
yeah.
Black.
I know what you mean. I'm just kidding.
All right. Jared says no on the camo. He votes no on the camo.
I just think that's an overplayed thing in sports jerseys.
The camo is?
Yeah. I don't think that it's that cool for as much as it's been used.
You know what? Get the hell out of my office. I'm just kidding. I love the camo jerseys. I love camo everything, though, so I'm a bit of a camo homer.
There you go.
Admittedly. All right. What other tweaks would you make to Iowa State uniforms?
The metallic cardinal helmet.
Yeah.
That's like the mirrored type of thing you were kind of talking about.
Do you remember,
about.
Like, listen to what we're talking about now. Do you remember when the Rhodes era, when they put out that press, hey, we're going to have a matte helmet this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Hey, the Matt helmet did look good. It looked, I will say.
Oh, it looked great, but I just remember why. My point is, like, the conversation we're having now compared to the conversation we had 3 years ago or 4 years ago, whatever it was.
All right, and then my last one that I thought of was a 1971 throwback for the first bowl team. That might be a one-time type deal.
That's a cool idea.
But
it's a really cool idea.
The thing I really liked about that one is it had the ISU, like, interlocked diagonally on the helmet, and then it had pride stickers on it.
I like that. Yeah, I'm in.
That might be something that they would do, like, for in 2021 for the 50th anniversary.
No, you don't have to convince me of anything on that.
Yeah, I think that would be good, though.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Iowa State's had enough different uniforms that they've got some solid throwback options.
Yeah. Well, I mean, geez, they change uniforms every 10 years, it seems like.
Right.
Not even that. The worst ones ever were the Chizik years. Do you remember those uniforms?
Yeah.
They looked like the Kansas City Chiefs, like a really cheap, crappy version of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, I'd say like...
Absolutely deplorable uniforms.
In 2020, they could go with a 2000 throwback to the Insight Bowl.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That would be pretty interesting.
That would be cool. Bring Mac back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
bring back the whole team. Sage
bring all those guys. Bring them all back, yeah.
That'll be a good day.
As long as Campbell's here, I think they're going to do a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so yeah, that's my five that I've got for Iowa State.
Let's move on to our top five favorite uniforms. Mine are in all of sports. And you just went with the
with college football.
Mine, I do have three of my five are college football, though, so.
Okay. Hit me with your first one. Well, I don't know which direction you want to go.
My first one was that Florida State, they called them the Unconquered uniforms is what they were. That was I didn't list these in order or anything. And I'll stick with just my college football one. UCLA, the home ones, the baby blue with the gold pants. I think those are classic. Those are really cool. And then total homer one here, but I think a lot of fans would probably agree with me. When Iowa State wore the throwbacks versus Iowa, the Jack Trice throwbacks in 2013, those were phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, it made it cool because they only wore it one time. They didn't overdo it. Those were really special, I think, for any longtime Iowa State fan. So I'm going to go with the homer play right there and pick those.
Okay. I've got Oregon's – they're called the Fighting Duck uniforms. They wore them in 2011. I remember they wore them on a Thursday night, I think. They had a black helmet with the yellow O, and then it was like a light green, and it said Fighting Ducks across the front, and then it had the duck on each shoulder
with
black pants. And I've always really liked those ones.
I'm a huge Oregon fan when what they do. Like, a lot of people think it's over the top, but they're genius with how they built this. I mean, that's their brand. When you think of Oregon football, I think you think of uniforms before winning.
Well, and they started to get good when they started doing the uniform thing.
And that's the thing. Like, there all these old school guys out there will be like, I don't care, just win games. Well,
they did.
There's a correlation there, I think, between cool uniforms and recruiting.
Yeah. Did you see that Chip Kelly's going to be on ESPN now?
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how he'll be.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. He doesn't have much personality.
He's not real dynamic. He's not a real likable guy.
No.
So
no. He belongs on a football field, I feel like, not in an analyst booth.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's a guy who quits broadcasting halfway in and takes like a coordinator job just to get back.
Yeah, for sure. All right, my second one, I don't know if you've ever seen these, but they're the Pittsburgh. They wore an alternate of it last year, but they're pretty much just the old ones that they had where it's like a yellow helmet with the blue pit across me, how it's always been, where it just says Pitt.
Yeah.
And then it's like a lighter blue from what they wear
now. Nice.
So it's not like gold, but it's kind of more like Iowa State's gold, what their helmet and the pants are. And then it's like...
What year was this? Like, what era was
I don't know when they would have worn it. That was pretty much what their old uniforms looked like. But then, this is kind of like what the color scheme's like.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's like a royal blue.
It's more like this.
It's like you're looking. It's kind of Notre Dame-ish.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah, but I think there's more yellow to it than there is gold.
Yeah.
I would say. But yeah, that I really like those ones. I think those are pretty sharp.
Okay.
I like Florida State's just uniforms in general.
Yeah,
their look is classic.
I think what makes theirs is the outline of like the Seminole war path, whatever you want to call it. I don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
But it's like feathered. That's what it's supposed to represent.
Right. Well, and then, I mean, just the helmet is,
it's phenomenal, it's great.
Yeah. Well, and it's, I don't think that there's any other program where they haven't changed their uniform in, you know, however long. And they still look pretty much this, like they still look good for that.
You got them, Penn State, and Alabama.
Yeah. I mean Nebraska's been pretty much the same.
Nebraska's
USC have been essentially the same.
Nebraska's dug into the alternates a little bit more.
Yeah,
in
here
recently.
Years. Yeah.
Miami's been pretty much the same, but they've done a lot of alternates.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the blue blood programs. I mean, those are the ones that...
Well, I feel like those are the ones, too, where
Iowa,
fans get pissed if you change them.
Iowa's been pretty consistent.
Yeah.
The one change I remember Iowa making is when they wore those, like, wings. You remember those?
No.
It was like the Tim Dwight, Cedric Shaw. You were just a baby, probably.
Yeah.
But they put, like, wings on their jersey.
Yeah, I don't think I would like that.
Well, it was all right, I mean.
Yeah.
But everybody bitched about it, and it...
Well, I'm sure, yeah. Well, it's just like... I mean, everybody complains about Nebraska's uniforms when they do an alternate.
Dude, I love Nebraska. That black alternate they did was sick.
Yeah, I like that one too. I actually have their all-white chrome one that they did this last year on the list.
Yeah, I like it. I mean,
I think that it's close enough to what they usually wear, but it's different enough too to where it's still cool.
And they're not really changing the end on the helmet.
Right.
They
never will do that.
Yeah, the legacy there.
And that's what – and I think that that's something they've always talked about with their – alternates is that we don't want a helmet that doesn't have the N on it.
Correct.
Because there's been a lot of people that want them to have a black helmet with like the black shirt logo or whatever on it, and it's like, no, we're not going to do that. The N is our brand. We're not going to take that off the helmet.
I think Florida has a cool helmet.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Just saying Gators on it.
Yeah,
that's a cool helmet. I'm trying to think of some. You kind of got my mind wandering now.
Oklahoma's worn the same helmet forever. Texas has worn the same one forever.
Yeah, there's more of these than I thought. Mm-hmm. I think when Oklahoma State does the alternates, I think they do it pretty well.
Yeah.
The bright orange is super unique.
That's another one of those programs where they don't have that same level of tradition where you like can't change them, you know?
You know, and I hate to even bring it up. Baylor was doing some cool stuff.
Oh, yeah, they were.
At the end of the Briles era.
Yeah.
When they were starting to win.
Well, even in the when Robert Griffin was on the team, they had a lot of different options then, too. I really liked their matte green helmets that they had.
Yeah, those were cool. Those were cool. Yeah, that's good stuff. That's it for me with college football. Do you want to just go through your list, or you want me to give you
I only have one more.
Okay, who else is it? What's your other one?
I like Maryland's Under Armour uniforms.
Yeah, dude, those are sick.
Yeah.
I like
those helmets that they wore with the flag. Those were awesome.
I prefer the brand Under Armour.
To wear?
I just like it. I think they make cooler stuff, but they're going up against the monster that is Nike. I mean,
I feel like they don't make things for tall people as well as Nike does, personally. Just my personal opinion.
I wouldn't know.
It seems like things are always, like when I get their long sleeve shirts, they always end up being
too short.
Too short and stuff like that. So,
I got you.
Yeah, that's only
maybe
beef
for the short, tubby guy like me.
See, maybe it's better for you. They're Steph Curry people, so you know they've got to adjust to all the guards and the short people.
Closing out my top five favorite uniforms of all time, the old Chargers baby blue with the bolts.
Oh yeah, those ones are good with the white helmets.
Those are awesome.
Yeah,
those are classic. And then my favorite uniform of all time, and this is a homer pick for my old man, but I just love it. When the Cowboys wear, they're all blue.
Mm-hmm.
It's so rare. They just don't do it. They wear their white at home. Dad has always told he's always told me about the tradition of Dallas uniforms and stuff like that. And it's just so cool, like the reasoning behind all of that. And like when they wear that all blue in the Thanksgiving Day, like mm-hmm. it's so awesome. Like I think it's more of a deal where it's like a relationship with my dad more than it is I love the uniforms, but mm-hmm. I think that that's fair game. I think a lot of people would, if they had their top five, they would say Yankee pinstripes. Are those the coolest uniforms in sports? Probably not, but they're so unique.
Most iconic.
Yeah, they're unique and iconic, and that makes it cool.
Yeah,
and Notre Dame would be
another one
like that. I mean, I think you could go up and down and find a lot of franchises like that.
Honorable mention on my list: the Isaiah Ryder era Minnesota Timberwolves jerseys.
Old school, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I got a Kevin Garnett jersey, I really wanted one of those ones. Like the green.
Yeah. I think that's what they're almost going to go back to. You're talking like NBA Jam era.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember those. Those were fun. They should go back to that.
They're about to release new uniforms.
Well, they have like a really cool, hip team.
Yeah.
They need to market those guys better.
Yeah, they just came out with their new logo.
Do you think that that team, like, developed correctly? Could they be in the hunt here in a couple years?
Yeah. You see who might be going back?
No.
Who might be getting – they're getting the band back together.
What do you mean?
Thibodeau and D. Rose.
Oh, God.
They're going to target him.
Well, that's a stupid move. I mean, that's just – you know what that is? That's arrogant to think that if Thibodeau thinks that he can just bring D. Rose back, and that guy is so washed up.
Maybe he thinks he can be a veteran presence.
A horrible one. He has a terrible attitude.
Yeah.
He's a horrible clubhouse guy.
Well, they already have 20 point guards, so I don't know how many more you can get.
You really want him hanging around Wiggins?
No.
I don't. He's the last guy I want hanging around him.
The Spurs apparently want him too. This other thing I saw.
Well, yeah, but okay, but my point with the Spurs, that makes some sense because, like, D. Rose goes in there and he's not a very big deal. You know, you got all these veterans around
you. But will he be a big deal in Minnesota?
Well, listen, here's my point. The Spurs are like the Patriots.
Yeah.
If the Patriots bring in Randy Moss and he acts like a total douchewagon, they just cut him and say, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Timberwolves, as much talent as they have, they don't have that. They don't have that management system. They don't have that front office that the Spurs do.
I want the Timberwolves to get Malik Monk. I really do.
But you're like a Timberwolves fan now, aren't you?
Yeah. I would say if I had an NBA team, it would be the Timberwolves, yeah.
I thought you liked the Pelicans.
I like Anthony Davis.
You just like Anthony Davis.
Okay. Yeah. That's my thing with the NBA is I really just like the players as much as anything. I like all the different players.
That's the young person's take on the NBA. I mean, that's what the NBA has going for it because it's personalities.
It's why I still like Kevin Durant.
Well, it's why I'm rooting for LeBron.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really give a crap about the Cavs, but...
Well, yeah, I'd rather see LeBron win, but I love to watch Kevin Durant play. I don't know that there's anybody I've ever watched that's as smooth offensively as he is.
I can't disagree with that. Do you still think he's a little bitch, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, too. That's what sucks is because I used to love him.
But I think LeBron's a little bitch sometimes, too.
Yeah, but LeBron backs it up.
Yeah, he does.
Like, LeBron's got rings. Well, LeBron is such like an alpha where he can act like a crybaby, but then he could go like the next time. That's just not Durant's style, and it's nothing against him. He's just not an alpha type.
I respect LeBron a lot because he's been expected to be the best since he was like 16 years old.
It's hard to do.
And he's been the best for almost 20 years.
And he's had to grow up on social media.
Yeah.
Where you're constantly being critiqued. It's super. You're right. I mean, that's why I love the guy, too. And
can you imagine if people had phones when Jordan was playing? Like when he was out gambling
Jordan's
and all that kind of stuff?
Jordan's legacy would be so different if he was playing in 2017.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd still
people
be.
People don't even realize that. I mean,
he'd still be the ball buster on the court, like that guy. But, like, I always compare Jordan to JFK. Like, JFK could not be president now with his behavior.
There's no conspiracy theories that LeBron was forced out of the league because of gambling.
Or Jordan, you mean?
Yeah, well, I'm saying there is one for Jordan, but there's nothing like that for LeBron.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, well, he sat out 2 years, but he also might have been told that he had to because he was in gambling issues.
Do you – I hope that the Cavs win, and I'll be heavily – rooting for the Cavs, like, very heavily.
I want them to win, too.
I still think I would pick the Warriors probably in six.
Yeah, I don't know how the Cavs can do it.
I just don't think the Cavs are good enough on defense.
I think that they can play defense, but I don't know how Kevin Love can play. And they need Kevin Love to be able to play.
Yeah.
To be at their top level.
I hope I'm wrong, man. I'm become such a LeBron fan over the last couple of years. He really won me over last year in the finals.
You know what I think would be awesome? If Kevin Durant left after this, because he could, what if the Thunder signed Blake Griffin and Kevin Durant in the offseason?
You know what would well, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
What would win me over with Kevin Durant is if he would go to Washington.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
His hometown,
too. Yeah.
And go and team up with John Wall.
That would make the East interesting.
Oh. And I would, like, every bad thing I've said about Durant. Here's the deal. Again, Jared, I've said this many times on KXNO. When Durant made the decision to go to the Warriors, I actually applauded him. Because I'm like, hey, it'd be really hypocritical for me or any other fan to fault a guy for going after a ring.
Right.
This is a guy who is putting winning before money, any of that, being the man. Like, so that's admirable, and I applauded him. I don't like the way he's acted since he got there. He's very defensive. He's very sensitive. And I feel like that has bled into that whole franchise.
See, I almost feel like he was like that the whole time, but we didn't know because he was in Oklahoma City. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's fair. And I don't even blame him for not wanting to play with Russ. Well, I probably wouldn't want to play with Russ if I'm Kevin Durant either.
I think you could see that, though, with the when they, you know, the media asked Russ about Mark Cuban, and he said, whoa, hold up, he's an idiot. You know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when he was in Oklahoma City, he got applauded for those kinds of things because, oh, it's Oklahoma City. They're the underdogs. It's the small market of the NBA and all this different stuff. But now he's at Golden State, and if he pulls those kinds of things, I mean, they're just the villains, you know?
Well, yeah, and I think it, like when Draymond Green does that crap, I don't have a problem with it because that's him.
Right.
He's just being himself, and what else could you ask for an athlete? I feel like Durant took a lot of heat for going there.
And he's bitter about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like he thinks that he's like a victim, which maybe he is. He probably did take some heat that wasn't fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been in that situation. I can't say how I would act. However, it doesn't come off good.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at with it. If he would opt out and go to Washington, go home, and win a championship there with John, that would be really a cool story. I don't think that him and Russ could ever coexist again.
Gray and I were talking about this the other day. Who do you think is the second best player in the East? I said John Wall. But he thinks it's Kyrie.
No, I think John Wall's better than Kyrie, I think.
I think so too. And it's not because I think Kyrie's the better scorer. But John Wall's a way better passer. He's a better defender. And like when John Wall gets going downhill on a fast break, he's unstoppable. Unstoppable. Yeah. Kyrie's so good at the rim. But John Wall is – I mean, because of the way that John Wall can pass,
it
makes him unstoppable in that situation.
You guys both watch more NBA than I do, but I would take John Wall.
Yeah.
From what I've seen. But anyways, enough NBA. That's good stuff. I'll take the Warriors in six, though, unfortunately. Any big Memorial Day plans for you?
No. Actually, my roommate's leaving, so I'll probably just be by myself all weekend.
Oh, jeez. That's depressing.
It's what happens.
It's all good. I have Scott Sipker's wedding.
Oh, there you go. Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I got that, and then a little barbecue at the Gray House on Sunday, and then – well, actually, Sunday, I mean, I'm watching Indy 500 and Coke 600. That's what I'm doing Sunday.
Maybe we'll have to get together and have some Busch Lights sometime.
Amen, brother. Jasonsroofs.com presents our Saturday podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. We hope you've enjoyed today's podcast on uniforms. And, of course, we put the little cherry on top at the end with the NBA conversation. They're in commercial roofing and are looking for contractors who are interested in adding this to their existing product lines or business. A little B2B advertising here today, jasonsroofs.com. Give them a look. Don't forget to donate to our Patreon page. Every dollar means something. It's a monthly deal. It's super easy. It's safe, secure, I promise. And then those guys in Ames t-shirts, you can buy those as well right now at Cyclone Fanatic. For Jared Stansberry, I'm Chris Williams. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everybody.